Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs.
We're back. Well, back to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And I'm really excited about Dr. Ann Cozy being back on the show with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard her here before. She was with us once or twice, at least, in the past, talking about this. I think the last time she was here, she had been working with the Ruby Tuesday folks. She's got a book out called Dr. Ann's 10-Step Diet, and she's our friend. Ann Cozy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back, Dr. Ann.
Happy to be back.
Ann, I'm glad you're here, because this is something where I think maybe a lot of people may be a little bit confused. We've had so many different diets out there.
Yeah.
There's the Atkins diet, the South Beach diet, the Long Island diet, the Poughkeepsie diet, you know, you name it, there's been a, you know.
On and on.
Exactly. And,
right.
And is there any substitute for just, I mean, isn't it pretty simple how to eat properly?
You know what's amazing, and as a physician who's pretty much devoted her life to wellness, which means I'm a nutrition expert, the beauty of this deal from my standpoint is, if you look at the nutritional strategies that you need to employ to prevent disease, they dovetail almost across the board with nutritional strategies that you need to implement to lose weight if you need to and to keep it off. It's just extraordinary, and what a revelation. It's like, eat healthy,
right.
Lose weight.
Who would have thought, right? Of that? Where did that come from? Well, exactly. And I want to talk about some of the steps that you identify. And
sure.
And you just point out that, you know, all these other things, there are some elements. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but these are my words. Uh-huh. They all have elements of proper behavior, proper eating behavior, proper living behavior.
Right.
But they seem to go off the deep end in one direction or another, don't they?
Exactly. Extremes. And, you know, when you look at weight loss, we know from studies that permanent weight loss, which is the name of the game,
yeah,
results from permanent changes in diet and lifestyle.
Right.
And a lot of these extreme plans, people cannot stick to them long term because,
right,
they are extreme, and people get tired of it, or they're difficult to adhere to. And you know, that is one of the things about my plan, because I've worked with thousands of patients. You've got to keep it simple, and you've got to keep it realistic, you know, within our current food culture. And it's not that hard to do. And, you know, permanent changes lead to permanent success.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I've tried to do over the years, and is try to eat in moderation. Sometimes I'm successful in that. Sometimes,
right,
I'm not.
That's a powerful strategy.
I've cut down on the milk fat. I love milk. And, uh-huh, and I mean, I grew up on a farm drinking raw milk,
right,
as a kid.
Right.
So I've gone all the way down to 1% now.
Good for you.
I just can't
remember,
get
the type of fat in milk is not the healthy kind. It's,
I know it, but
fat.
I just can't get to skim milk. I can't get all
1%
the way down.
1% is fine.
Okay, I go 1%. I always eat whole grain bread.
Great.
I love it. I mean, a sandwich is not the same without whole grain bread. But I do like my breads.
Well, listen, Dr. Ann's 10-step diet is not a low-carb plan, but it is what I call a right-carb plan.
Smart
and
carbs.
I want American consumers to know, you can have your bread, you can have your cereal, but you've got to make sure it's 100% whole grain.
Yeah.
And there's wonderful data out there telling us how whole grains protect our heart, they're good for bones, they're good for gastrointestinal tract, and you can have long-term weight loss success and still have whole grains.
Right.
Without question.
Well, but I also like potatoes, Dr. Ann.
Okay. All right.
I like white potatoes.
What you do like white potatoes? Let me,
yes,
tell you what the important thing there is: moderation.
Yeah.
small, waxy new potatoes. Eat the new potatoes.
I like new potatoes. I like new potatoes.
And have it along with a mixed meal.
And I eat them skin and all. I eat the skin and all.
Good, because you get the fiber. That kind of pulls down that glycemic index. That white potato starch is not nearly as bad for you if you combine it with additional fiber or some healthy fat and some protein, right?
That's right.
And if you do it in moderate, you know, the quantity, a moderate quantity.
Well, one of the things I like to do with potatoes is to get the new potatoes, cut them in half or fourths, and salt and pepper, and put some
olive oil.
And a lot of olive oil, and rosemary, and sprinkle rosemary on them, and bake those puppies.
Absolutely. That's probably the best
way
to have
they're delicious.
Your potatoes.
They're
absolutely delicious.
And they go with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a good
way
to do
the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love to cook.
Let's go back to fat for a minute and talk about that thing do you think a lot of people, most people understand what the good fats are and the bad fats are?
I think we've made a lot of headway, but I think in general, the nutritional naivete in this country is mind-boggling. And from a health standpoint, the most powerful nutritional strategy available to anyone to protect their health is to learn how to do your fats right.
Yeah.
The most important and powerful nutritional strategy from a health standpoint, and it also impacts weight. So what is the bottom line with this? At that particular step, do your fats right. There are two categories of dietary fat that are bad. They have no useful purpose in the body. All they do is cause problems. What are they? Trans fats, saturated fats. On the other side of the coin, there are two categories of dietary fat that are great for you, that literally promote your health in multiple ways and in very powerful ways. And those two categories of fat are the monounsaturated fats, which would include the olive oil, canola oil, nuts and seeds, and avocados, mm-hmm. and then the real special ones, the omega-3 fats.
Which come from the fish.
Exactly. Oily fish, and you can also get them in vegetable matter, walnuts, dark leafy greens, flax seeds.
Salmon's a good source of the good.
Absolutely, salmon, tuna, mackerel, herring, sardines. Omega-3 fats they're getting a lot of press right now, and they should be. They are truly spectacular, and so many Americans are deficient in that particular form of fat. And omega-3 fats are actually an essential ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
They play a critical role in cardiovascular health and brain health.
Didn't they do studies of fishing communities that
yes.
ate a lot of fish, and these people lived to be like 500, 600 years old, something like
that? Well, what you see in Japan, there's small fishing communities where the residents still consume sort of their indigenous diet. So they eat fish probably 3 or 4 times a day.
Right.
And they've never been able to document a case of depression in some of these Japanese fishing villages. And the theory is because they're getting so much omega-3, and omega-3 is so important for a healthy brain structure and function.
Well, I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Isn't it fascinating? Great for your brain. That really motivates people to make sure they're doing their omega-3s.
Dr. Ann Colsey, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Dr. Ann's 10-Step Diet. We're going to come back. I'm going to get her to tell us where we find all those bad fats so we can stay away from them. And we're going to talk about some other things like protein and exercise, all those good things. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ann Colsey, who is the nutrition expert in our Brain Trust. And folks, I know you know her name, and I know you know about her book, Dr. Ann's 10-Step Diet, or at least you do now. But did you know that she graduated valedictorian from the Medical University of South Carolina? How about that? Did you know that she's been practicing medicine now for 15 years? She started when she was only 8. Did you know that she was the founder and the CEO of Just Wellness LLC, a firm specializing in corporate and group wellness? I bet you didn't know any of that, did you? But she's also going to tell us something else that you might not know, and that's her website. Dr. Ann, give us your website, please.
It's drann's10steps.com, and it's number 10. There's no punctuation in there.
Right.
And there's some great information on there that people can improve their health with.
And they can find your book.
Find the book at all national and independent bookstores. It's available online at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. You can get it from my website.
And let me tell you something, folks. You're going to want this book, just if nothing else, just for the cover. Her smile, she's got a 10,000-watt smile, and her face is right there on the cover. That's worth the price of the book just to have that smiling face staring back at you. So congratulations on that, Dr. Ann.
Thank you.
Let's talk about where are some of these bad fats located?
bad fats. The worst of the two are the trans fats. Trans fats are found in three things. It's easy to learn this. Stick margarine, loaded with it. Shortening, like Crisco, loaded with it. The third place you're going to find them is any processed food that lists hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oil on
right.
the label.
Yeah.
That's the tricky one. That stuff is ubiquitous. It is everywhere.
You know, one of the things that I'm kind of proud of my family about, we don't eat a lot of processed foods.
Great.
In fact, I'm trying to remember. And you're not, when you say processed, you're not talking about canned, like canned beans or anything like that.
No,
you're talking about
20 ingredients on the ingredients list.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are
not
the bad
beans.
Ones. Those are the bad ones, folks. Where's some other fats found?
Okay, then the second category of bad fat are the saturated fats. How do I learn that? It's really easy. Think four-legged fats. Fats in animals are heavily saturated fats. So your fatty cuts of beef, pork, and lamb.
Right.
Right? Then your whole dairy
products.
But
not bacon or sausage or filet mignon, right?
Bacon and sausage definitely is a lot less in the filet because it's lean.
See, I was hoping you'd say those didn't have it.
Sorry. Moderation.
Moderation.
Occasionally.
Moderation.
And then the other big source of saturated fat, of course, is the whole dairy products from the cow. So full milk, full fat
cheese.
Yep.
But cheese is good for you.
It's got some calcium, and it's got some protein, which are certainly two important nutrients. But it does come with a lot of saturated fat. So, you know, if you're someone that doesn't have a weight issue, if you're someone that doesn't have a cholesterol issue, you can probably have more cheese than someone that's got heart disease or someone that's got a weight issue. But remember, it does have a lot of saturated fat. It is not a good, healthy fat.
Right.
Yeah, there are healthier ways to get your calcium than eating a bunch of cheese.
Right. Well, okay, fine. Dr. Ann, what about I need to get off 10 pounds. How do I do that?
I tell you what, simple strategies. Dump liquid calories. Powerful, real easy. Stop drinking calories. Drink water. Water should be your beverage of choice. Now, why is that? Because we know without a doubt that it's the one beverage our bodies are perfectly and ideally suited for because it's all our ancestors had to drink for all the...
Every chemical process in our body takes place in water, doesn't it?
Yeah, water is definitely the most important essential nutrient. And the other thing you need to know about that is there's some very compelling data out there that's telling us that liquid calories, especially the sugary ones like sodas and sugar-fortified juices, maybe even the fruit juices... are perhaps more fattening than their solid food counterparts. And it's because most of the calories are from sugar, and then that sugar throws the insulin levels way up and puts it in fast storage mode, and it doesn't have any bulk. One thing that people need to know, there are only two things that will suppress a human's appetite. One is calories, but the second one is physical bulk in your GI tract. It's a really neat thing to know about because you can use it to your advantage for weight loss. So you want to avoid liquids. There's no bulking factor, but you want to do a lot of like vegetables. They have tons of bulk, but hardly any calories.
See, I was thinking double cheeseburger, but that's not where you were going, is it?
Nope, okay. Not that.
Okay, so what about Diet Cokes have no calories, right?
Ooh, I'm not a big fan of diet sodas because I have concerns they make people fat.
Really?
Okay. Oh my gosh, how does that happen? And it's going to get a little technical to explain
it. We can handle it.
To you. There is definitely some evidence that artificial sweeteners may indeed, in certain people, lead to weight gain. Hmm. How? One is that they're exquisitely sweet substances, very, 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 very sweet, 200 to 600 times sweeter than table sugar. And there's evidence that some people actually respond physiologically to the taste of something sweet in their mouth, and they may even dump a little insulin into their bloodstream because their body's sensing, oh, we've got some sugar coming in. Well, insulin's not a good thing to be dumping in your bloodstream if you want to lose weight. The other thing is there's evidence in animal studies that artificial sweeteners actually interfere with the body's natural ability to learn how to match caloric intake to caloric expenditure. We call that energy balance. And apparently the body kind of learns this in sort of in an unconscious way.
Wow.
And it learns it through sensory cues in the mouth.
So you're saying that I may not have helped myself at all by going from regular Cokes to Diet Cokes?
I would tell you that water is much better.
Water's better.
I have one of my most high-profile clients lost. The first thing he did for me, he had one Diet Coke a day. He stopped the one Diet Coke, lost 12 pounds in 2 months.
What?
Yep.
Holy mackerel.
I talk about it in my book.
Dr. Ann, give us the website again. Dr. Ann's
10steps.com.
Thank you. The book is called Dr. Ann's 10-Step Diet. Thank you, Dr. Ann.
Thank
we come,
you.
Look forward to next time.
Great.
See ya. Quick break. Right back with Mr. Paul Casey. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.